姊妹大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
今天我们要来到约拿书的最后两章，也是来到我们这一系列的信息的最后一篇。
Today we've come to the last two chapters of the book of Jonah, and also this will be the final message in this series.
让我们先来啊，回顾一下约拿书的第一章跟第二章。
And let's first look back together at chapters 1 and 2.
在第一章中啊，神呼召约拿往尼尼微去传讲信息，但约拿没有像以赛亚那样说：“主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。”
In chapter 1, God called Jonah to go to Nineveh and preach a message. But Jonah didn't respond the way Isaiah did. Isaiah said, "Here I am, Lord, send me."
相反的，他选择逃跑哈、啊，他搭船向相反的方向去了。
Instead, Jonah chose to run away to the other direction.
他以为他可以逃离神的面，但神没有放弃他。
He thought he could escape from God's presence, but God did not give up on him.
那神兴起了大风暴，安排水手也安排大雨，把约拿带回他的计划中。
God sent a great storm, and God arranged the sailors and even prepared a great fish to bring Jonah back into his plan.
我们学到一个重要的真理，就是即使我们逃跑，神仍然追寻我们。
We learn an important truth here. Even when we run, God still pursues us.
在第二章呢，约拿落在圣海道被在鱼腹中。从人的眼中看来啊，那是人最黑暗、最绝望的地方；但从神的眼光看来，那却是恩典开始工作的地方。
Then we came to chapter 2. Jonah ended up in the belly of the fish. From a human point of view, that looked to be the darkest place, most hopeless place. But from God's point of view,It was where grace began to work.
因为在深处，约拿终于开始向神祷告了哈。
Because in the darkness, Jonah finally prayed to God.
在深处，他重新转向神；在深处，他宣告救恩出于耶和华。
In the darkness, he turned back to God and he declared, "Salvation belongs to the Lord."
我们看见神不只是追寻我们。更是在生命最深的低谷中要恢复我们。
We can see that God doesn't just pursue us, He also restores us in the deepest valleys of life.
如果故事就停在这第二章啊结束，我们可能会以为呢，约拿终于学会了功课嘛，一切都结束了。但是神的工作还没有完成的。
If the story stopped at chapter 2, we might think that Jonah had finally learned his lesson and everything was finished. But God's work wasn't done yet.
神恢复约拿，不只是要把他从鱼腹中救出来，更是要把他的心带到神的心意里。
God restored Jonah not only to bring his body out of the fish's belly,But to bring his heart into God's own heart.
所以今天我们来到约拿书的第三章跟第四章啊，我们将看到另一个更深的功课。
So today we come to chapters 3 and 4, and we're going to see another deeper lesson.
神不只是改变约拿的人生方向，他要改变约拿的心。
God doesn't just want to change the direction of Jonah's life.He wants to change Jonah's heart.
在第三章呢，告诉我们神再次的差遣约拿，并借着他使整个尼尼微城都悔改了。
In chapter 3, it tells us that God sent Jonah a second time, and through him, the whole city of Nineveh repented.
在第四章呢，却让我们看见，虽然尼尼微人的心改变了，但约拿自己的心。还需要神来塑造。
But in chapter 4, it shows us that even though the hearts of the the people in Nineveh changed, but Jonah's own heart still needed to be shaped by God.
原来神不只是关心一个城是否得救啊，他也更关心他的仆人的心是否越来越像他。
It turns out that God didn't only care whether a city is saved. He cared more that his servant's heart was becoming more and more like his.
今天神也向我们每一位，尤其在侍奉中的弟兄姊妹啊，都要邀请，我们愿意服侍他。但我们是否也愿意让我们的心让神来塑造我们的心？
So today, God is extending the same invitation to each one of us. We may be willing to serve Him, but are we also willing to let Him shape our hearts?
我们今天一起分享的题目就是神差遣我们也塑造我们的心。
So today's title is God sends us and shapes our hearts.
我现在要请江乐生跟瑞来读啊，朗诵这个第三章跟第四章，我们请大家聆听。
Let's listen together to Jonah chapter 3 and 4 by Jonathan and Ray.
Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time.Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh. Now Nineveh was a very large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began by going a day's journey into the city, proclaiming, 40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown. The Ninevites believed God. A fast was proclaimed and all of them, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth. When Jonah's warning reached the king of Nineveh,He rose from his throne, took off his royal robes, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat down in the dust. This is the proclamation he issued in Nineveh. By the decree of the king and his nobles, do not let people or animals, herds or flocks, taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink, but let people and animals be covered with sackcloth. Let everyone call urgently on God. Let them give up their evil ways and their violence. Who knows?God may yet relent and with compassion turn from his fierce anger so that we will not perish. When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he relented and did not bring on them the destruction he had threatened.
这是约拿大大不悦，切甚发怒，就祷告耶和华说，耶和华啊，我在本国的时候岂不是这样说吗？我知道你是有恩典有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾，所以我急速逃往他失去。耶和华啊，现在求你取我的命吧，因为我死了比活着还好。耶和华说，你这样发怒合乎理吗？于是约拿出城，坐在城的东边，在那里为自己搭了一座棚，坐在棚的荫下，要看看那城究竟如何。耶和华神安排一棵蓖麻，使其发生高过约拿，隐而遮盖他的头，救他脱离苦楚。约拿因这棵蓖麻大大喜乐。次日黎明，神却安排一条虫子咬着蓖麻，以致枯槁。日头出来的时候，神安排炎热的东风，日头曝晒约拿的头，使他发昏。他就为自己求死，说，我死了比活着还好。神对约拿说，你因这蓖麻发怒合乎理吗？他说，我发怒以至于死都合乎理。耶和华说，这蓖麻不是你栽种的，也不是你培养的，一夜发生，一夜干死，你赏且爱惜，何况这尼尼城，尼尼微大城，其中不能分辨左手右手的有12万多人，并有许多牲畜，我岂能不爱惜呢？
感谢神的话语。在第三章的一开始，就让我们看见一句非常充满恩典的话。
Right at the beginning of chapter 3, we see a sentence full of grace.
第三章第一节哈，耶和华的话二次临到约拿说。
Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time.
弟兄们，那第二次就是恩典。
Brothers and sisters, that second time is pure grace.
神没有放弃约拿。
God didn't give up on Jonah.
他没有另外选一个先知啊，重新，但是他是重新的呼召一位曾经失败、曾经跌倒的仆人。
God didn't choose another prophet. He called the same servant again, the one who had run away and failed.
其实在整本圣经中，这样的信息出现多次的哈。
In the Bible, this is a message that appears again and again.
那亚伯拉罕曾经撒谎啊。
Abraham once lied.
摩西也曾经杀人呢。
Moses once killed a person.
我们更知道大卫犯了极其严重的罪恶哈。
And we also know that David committed serious sins.
那彼得还三次不认主。
And even Peter, he denied the Lord three times.
可是神并没有就因为这样子放弃他们，神赦免他们，也恢复他们，继续的使用他们。
But God didn't give up on them because of that. He forgave them, He restored them, and He continued to use them.
我们的神是一位赐给人第二次机会的神哈。
Our God is a God who gives people a second chance.
当然，神的恩典不是让我们轻看罪哈，也不是鼓励我们故意犯罪，而是当我们真正悔改、回转向他时，他愿意重新接纳我们，恢复我们。
And of course, God's grace doesn't mean that we should take sin lightly, or that we should feel free to deliberately keep sinning.Rather, when we truly repent and turn back to Him, He is willing to accept us again and restore us.
那这次约拿就顺服了，他去了尼尼微城，但他只宣告一句简单的信息。
So this time Jonah obeyed. He went into Nineveh and proclaimed just one short message.
他就只是说一句啊，他说，再过四十日，尼尼微城必倾覆啊。
Just one sentence.40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown.
没有长篇的大论，也没有精彩的演讲。
Not a long speech, and there was no eloquent sermon either.
更令人惊讶的是，从君王到百姓，全城都悔改了。
But what was amazing was that from the king all the way down to the people, the entire city repented.
所以在第四章的第十节到十一节是这样说的，于是神查看他们的行为，见他们离开恶道，就后悔，不把所说的灾祸降于他们。
Therefore, in verse 10, it says, when God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he relented and did not bring on them the destruction he had threatened.
这是第三章的第十节哈，第三章的末了。
This is the verse 10 of chapter 3.
那我们知道嘛，刚刚我想了，这个约拿他只说了一句话。
And we saw that Jonah only said one sentence.
所以我们知道，真正让尼尼微城人改变的不是约拿的口才哈。
Therefore, we know that what really changed.The city of Nineveh wasn't Jonah's eloquence.
是神的话。
It was the word of God.
不是人的能力，而是圣灵的工作。
It was not human ability. It was the word of God.
所以保罗在罗马书十章十七节这样说：可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
That's why in Romans, Paul told us in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ.
今天也是如此哈，我们不能够改变人的心的，但是神可以的。
It is the same today. We cannot change people's hearts, but God can.
我们的责任就是忠心地传讲神的话。把结果交在神的手中。
Our responsibility is simply to faithfully preach God's word and leave the results in His hands.
也许今天啊， 你仍然为过去的失败而感到自责。
Maybe today you're still blaming yourself for past failures.
也许你觉得我曾经失败过，神大概不会再使用我了。
Maybe you're thinking, I have failed before, and God probably won't use me again.
刚刚我们听的信息啊，就希望我们要记得，神是赐第二次机会的神。
But based on the message that we just preached, I want you to remember.Our God is a God who gives people a second chance.
真正限制我们的不是昨天的失败，而是今天是否愿意重新的顺服神。
What really limits us isn't yesterday's failure. It is whether we're willing to obey God once again today.
约拿曾经逃跑哈，但神再次的呼召他。
Jonah once ran away, but God called him a second time.
也许今天神也正在对你说，再一次，再一次，神说哈，再一次相信我，再一次顺服我，再一次走我为你预备的道路。
And God is telling us, you and me today, one more time, believe me again, obey me again, walk the path I've prepared for you again.
然后第三章并没有记载，不是故事的结束哈。约拿顺服了神的命令，但神知道约拿的脚步改变了，他的心却还需要改造。
The chapter 3 is not at the end of the story. Jonah obeyed God's command. But God knew that while Jonah's feet had changed the direction, his heart still needed to change.
所以第四章开始更深的功课哈。
Therefore, in chapter 4,there was another deeper work.
神不只是要改变我们的脚步，神更要改变我们的心。
God doesn't just change our steps; He wants to change our hearts.
在第四章的一开始哈，第一句话，第四章第一节，这是约拿大大的不悦，且甚发怒哈。
Chapter 4 begins with a real shock, but to Jonah, this seemed very wrong, and he became angry.
记得第三章那边讲到，尼尼微城全城都悔改，一个传福音，一个神的使者去，结果大家都悔改，是何等快乐的一件事啊！
Remember that in chapter 3, it said that the whole city had repented.As a prophet who preached over there, Jonah should be really, he should be really happy about that result.
但他有没有啊？他没有啊，他反而生气啊。
But instead, he was very angry.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为他不希望神赦免尼尼微城。
Because he didn't want God to forgive Nineveh.
当我们知道哈，从历史考古也知道，但亚述哈在统治尼尼微的时候，他们手段很残酷哈。从考古学家看到那些就是酷刑用的刑具啊，很让人这个真的是让人惊心动魄。
We know that when historically revealed by archaeologists that when Nineveh was under the control of Assyria.They treated people very cruelly, including the things that they used to punish people, the tools, the equipment that they used to punish people. They were very shocking kind of tools.
也就是当时亚述国在统治大那个地方的时候，对犹太人非常残酷的。
And so, as Nineveh was under the control of Assyria.The Israelites were treated very poorly.
以色列人恨亚述人的。
And therefore, Israelites they hated Assyrians.
所以，当约拿被呼召去的时候，他就不肯去嘛，他就逃啊。
And that's why when Jonah was called to go there, he didn't want to go. He ran away.
结果神让他。若海在一肚子中，他祷告，他向神忏悔，神让他回上路，他愿意去顺服，去尼尼微传道。
But then, God, he went to the other direction, and God stopped him, sent him to the belly of a fish, restored him, and called him again. And so he went, he obeyed this time and went to Nineveh.
他希望他们不悔改，他们希望神的愤怒照神所说的四十天后就毁灭这城。
He didn't want the Nineveh to repent. He wanted them destructed.
没想到，这国王带百姓全都悔改了。
But what was surprising was that from the king to the people, they all repented.
所以他。Instead, 就高兴，他愤怒，他生气啊。
And that's why he became very angry.
所以他在第二节这边说什么？因为我知道他对神说啊，因为我知道你是有恩典、有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱。
And this is what he told God in verse 2. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God.Slow to anger and abounding in love.
所以约拿不是不认识神哦。
So it's not that Jonah didn't know God.
他非常认识神，他知道神满有恩典，充满怜悯，乐意赦免。
He knew God very well. He knew that God is full of grace, full of compassion, and ready to forgive.
约拿不是不知道神的恩典，问题是他不喜欢。神把恩典给他不喜欢的人。
So the problem wasn't that Jonah didn't know God's grace. The problem was that he didn't like God giving that grace to people that he didn't like.
约拿喜欢神怜悯以色列人，却不希望他怜悯亚述人。
Jonah was happy for God to show mercy to Israel, but he didn't want God to show mercy to Assyria.
他喜欢神赦免自己，他却不希望神赦免他的敌人。
He was glad God forgave him, but he didn't want God to forgive his enemies.
不知道啊，弟兄姊妹，这有时候是不是也是我们有时候的光景啊
？Brothers and sisters, isn't this sometimes our own situations?
我们喜欢神赦免我们，但是。我们不容易接受神赦免那些我们不喜欢甚至伤害我们的人，最好不要赦免他们啊。
We like it when God forgives us, but we find it hard to accept when God forgives those who have hurt us.
我们希望神祝福我们，但却未必希望神祝福那些我们不喜欢的人。
We want God to bless us, but we may not want Him to bless the people we don't like.
我们喜欢神的恩典临到我，却不容易接受神的恩典临到他们，就是那些我们不喜欢的人。
We welcome God's grace when it comes to us, but we struggle when that same grace goes to them.
所以在这里，约拿的问题不是他有没有顺服走了神要他走的路，他的脚步没问题，但是他的心。有问题啊，所以神开始忍耐的，神在爱你忍耐的教导他。
So Jonah's biggest problem wasn't his feet, he was on God's path. The problem was his heart, and that's why God began to teach him patiently.
神问他，你这样发怒合乎理吗
？God asked him, "Is it right for you to be this angry?"
他说什么？他说他死都合理了。
And his answer was a yes.
Yeah, but 但神界的一个植物蓖麻哈，一条虫和一阵热风，让约拿看见自己的心。
So through a plant, a worm, and a scorching east wind, God helped Jonah see his own heart.
约拿让那个帮他遮阴的那个蓖麻。死掉了。
The leafy plant that was providing a shade for him died.
结果约拿非常难过，非常非常难过。
And Jonah was deeply upset at that.
但是他不在乎尼尼微城被毁灭。
But he didn't care that the whole city of Nineveh would be destroyed.
他毁灭他不会怜悯的，他看他不毁灭蒙恩，他反而生气啊。
And when he saw that they were not destroyed. When they saw that they were forgiven, he actually became angry.
所以约拿爱自己的舒适哈，又那屁嘛不给他遮遮太阳晒了，他很生难过来，他却不去爱那些人哈，却不容易，就是很容易爱自己的舒适，却不容易去爱那些神所爱的人。
So it is easy, just like Jonah, it's easy for us to love our own comfort.But it's hard to love the people that we don't like, even though those are the people that God loves.
那今天神也问我们了。
So today, God asks us.
我们是不是也只希望神祝福我们啊？
Do we only want God to bless us?
还是也愿意神去祝福那些我们甚至不喜欢的人？
Or are we also, or do we also want?God to bless the people that we don't like.
我们是否只关心自己的家庭、自己的教会、自己的需要？
Do we only care about our own family, our own church, our own needs?
还是我们也愿意真的去关心那些还没有信主耶稣的人？
Or are we also willing to care about those who still don't know Jesus?
真正的一个成熟的基督徒不只是会更会服侍哈，也不只是做就是做更多的事。真正的成熟，是我们的心越来越像主。
A truly mature Christian isn't just someone who serves God more or does more things. True maturity is when our heart becomes more and more like God's heart.
所以弟兄姊妹。我们真的不只是要走神要我们走的路，我们更愿意去爱那些神所爱的人呢。
So, brothers and sisters, it's not just that we should walk on the path that God wants us to walk. We should also love the people that God wants us to love.
在约拿书的最后两节也可以说是这卷书的高潮。
The last two verses of the book of Jonah are the climax of the whole book.
在第十节这样说，耶和华说，这匹马不是你栽种，也不是你培养的，一夜发生，一夜枯死，你尚且爱惜，何况这尼尼微大臣其中不能分辨左手右手的有十二万多人，并且有许多牲畜，我岂能不爱惜呢？
In verse 10, the Lord said, You have been concerned about this plant, though you did not tend it or make it grow. It sprang up overnight and died overnight. And should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and also many animals?
我们看当约拿书结束的时候，神没有责怪约拿哎。
So at the end of the book, we see that God did not rebuke Jonah.
神在爱中要劝诫他，要帮助他。
In love, God was advising him and helping.
他就留了一个问题。
So he left Jonah a question.
今天也留给我们每一位读约拿书的人。神说：“我岂能不爱惜呢？”
And it's the same question for every one of us who reads the book of Jonah. The question is, should I not be concerned?
神问这个不是他自己不知道答案哈，神是在问约拿：“你的心愿不愿意像我的心？”
It's not that God doesn't know the answer. He was asking Jonah, "Is your heart willing to become more like my heart?"
神说。我岂能不爱惜呢？
God said, should I not be concerned?
神爱惜尼尼微，神爱惜所有世上的人。
God cares about Nineveh. God cares about all the lost.
今天，神仍然爱惜那些还不认识主的人。
God also cares those who do not yet know Him.
主耶稣跟约拿不一样哈。
Our Lord Jesus is so different from Jonah.
约拿逃避尼尼微，但主耶稣他主动的走上十字架。
Jonah ran away from Nineveh, but Jesus willingly walked toward the cross.
约拿希望神审判尼尼微。
Jonah hoped God would judge Nineveh.
耶稣却亲自承受我们应受的审判。
But Jesus himself bore the judgment that we deserved.
约拿没有神的心。
Jonah did not have the heart of God.
耶稣完全彰显天父的心。
But Jesus fully revealed the heart of the Father.
今天如果我们当中还有人没有信耶稣的，神今天也邀请你来接受他的恩典。
Today, if you haven't yet believed in Jesus, God is inviting you to receive His grace.
他愿意赦免你的罪，赐给你一个崭新的生命。
He is willing to forgive your sins and give you a brand new life.
一个爱的生命。
A life of love.
一个能与神连结的生命。
A life that can be connected to God.
一个永恒的生命。
A eternal life.
一个蒙神祝福、有神同在的生命。
A life that can receive God's blessing and feel His presence.
我们今天在座大部分都是已经信主的哈。
Most of us are believers.
今天我结束这五篇的信息哈。
And we are completing the 5-week series today.
但这五篇的信息啊，其实不是独立的信息，它是一段神恩典的旅程。
When we look at these 5 messages, we realize that these weren't 5 separate individual sermons.They are one continuous journey of God's grace.
在第一篇中，这个在神呼召我们。
In the first message, it's about God calls us.
在以赛亚书第六章，以赛亚在神的光照下，他承认自己的罪，蒙神赦免后，当神向人发出呼召，我可以差遣谁呢？以赛亚回答说：“主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。”
In Isaiah chapter 6, after Isaiah saw the light of God's holiness, he confessed his sin and he received God's forgiveness. Then the Lord called out, Whom shall I send? And Isaiah answered, Here am I, send me.
在第二篇信息呢，讲到神寻找我们。
In the second message, we talk about God seeks us.
所以在路加十五章那边，我们看见十二位神主动的寻找每一位去上的人。
In Luke chapter 15, we saw that a loving God was actively seeking out every lost person.
不但寻找那些不信主在外面的人，但也寻找在主家中，甚至仍然在主家中却没有与神连结的人。
Not only he was looking for people outside church, but he was also looking for people inside church who had lost the connection with God.
就像约拿他不要听神的话，他要走反方向啊。
It's just like those people were like Jonah, that they didn't want to listen to God and they want to go to the opposite direction.
所以第三章我们讲到神追赶我。
And therefore, in our third message, we talked about God pursues us.
在约拿书第一章，即使约拿逃跑，神仍然追寻他，把他带回自己的计划。
In Jonah, chapter 1, we saw that when Jonah ran away, God still pursued him and brought him back into his plan.
到第四篇呢，我们来到约拿书的第二章，神就在鱼腹中恢复了约拿，使他重新转向神，宣告救恩出于耶和华。
And the fourth message was, God restores us. In Jonah chapter 2, God restored Jonah in the belly of the fish, turning him back to the Lord so that he could declare, salvation comes from the Lord.
今天我们刚刚一起聆听的就是神塑造我们。
And the last one, which is the fifth, God shapes us.
所以在约拿书的第三章、第四章，我们看见神不只是再次的差遣约拿，更一步一步的塑造他的心，使他学习爱神所爱、怜悯神所怜悯的人。
In chapter 3 and 4 of Jonah, we see that God not only commissioned Jonah once again, but also shaped his heart step by step, teaching him to love those whom God loved. and to show compassion to those whom God cared.
所以神最大的工作不只是改变我们的人生方向，更是改变你我的心，使我们越来越像他。
So God's greatest work is not merely changing the direction of our lives, but transforming our hearts so that we become more and more like Him.
这五篇信息啊，不是要在我们心里留下五个这个记得这些题目哈，而是一生要不忘记神的恩典。
So, with these five messages, I hope that you don't just remember the titles of them, but remember God's grace.
神呼召我们。
God calls us.
神寻找我们。
He seeks us.
神追赶我们。
He pursues us.
神恢复我们。
He restores us.
神更是来塑造我们。
And He shapes us.
所以愿我们一生都能回答，主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。
So may we answer throughout our lives, Lord, here I am, send me.
我们不但仅仅愿意回应他的呼召。
And may we not just be willing to respond to His call.
如果你还不信主，第一个呼召就是你来相信他。
If you still have not believed in Him, the first call to you is come and believe Him.
愿意被他洁净。
And be willing to be cleansed by Him.
不但领受这个新生命，而且愿意顺服他，蒙他的差遣。
Receive this new life, in addition to that, obey Him and be sent by Him.
我们在座大部分都我们是信主的。
Most of us are believers.
甚至我们弟兄姊妹都是忠心在教会服事的。
And a lot of us serve in the church faithfully.
我们希望我们每天的祷告说，主啊，求你塑造我的心，使我越来越像你。
And may we pray every day, Lord, shape my heart that I may become more and more like you.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们满心感谢你，因为你是一位满有恩典、怜悯和信实的神。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you our heartfelt thanks, for you are a God full of grace, mercy, and faithfulness.
谢谢你呼召我们，寻找我们，追赶我们，恢复我们，更不断地塑造我们，使我们越来越像主耶稣。
We thank you for calling us, seeking us, pursuing us, and restoring us. And we also thank you for continually shaping us to become more and more like Jesus.
主啊，求你赦免我们，因为我们常常像约拿一样，愿意接受你的恩典。却不容易把恩典分给别人，愿意顺服你的命令，却不愿意拥有你那怜悯人的心。
Lord, please forgive us, for we're often like Jonah, willing to receive your grace, yet reluctant to share it with others, willing to obey your commands, yet unwilling to have your heart of mercy.
求你把基督的心放在我们里面，使我们爱你所爱的人，关心你所关心的人，也愿意把福音带给那些还没有认识你的人。
We ask that you place the heart of Christ within us, so that we may love those you love, care for those you care for, and be willing to bring the gospel to those who don't know you yet.
若今天有朋友还没有相信你，愿圣灵感动他们，使他们愿意接受耶稣基督做生命的救主，得到赦罪和永生的恩典。
If there are friends here today who have not yet believed in you, may the Holy Spirit move their hearts to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior, that they may receive the grace of forgiveness and eternal life.
愿我们当我们结束这个聚会，离开这以后，不只是记住一系列的信息，更是每天在生活中活出你的恩典来。
When we leave this place after the worship, may we remember May we not just remember the messages, but also be able to live out your grace in our daily lives.
愿我们一生都甘心乐意地回应主啊，我在这里，请差遣我，也求你塑造我的心，使我越来越像你。
May we respond willingly and joyfully all the days of our lives. Lord, here I am, send me. Lord, shape my heart so that I may become more and more like you.
我们如此祷告，乃是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
And we pray this in the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起起立，我们来唱这首诗歌，开始 sing. Amen. Yet not, but through Christ in you.
Thank you.
Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord may His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Mm-hmm.